Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan, says so far, the country has recorded 10 confirmed cases of the highly contagious norovirus that causes gastroenteritis. He says norovirus spreads easily through direct contact with an infected person, consuming contaminated food or water, or touching contaminated surfaces.
People would have noticed that we had a press release out talking about norovirus, and so far I think we have up to 10 laboratory confirmed cases of norovirus. So norovirus is a virus that causes gastroenteritis. So usually if you get infected with this, it's highly infectious virus, to say, which means that it spreads quite easily, and once exposed to it, you could get symptoms. Symptoms usually occur about 2 days after exposure, but could occur as early as 12 hours after.
Dr. Duncan says symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, fever, and body aches. He says while norovirus infections are usually mild and short-lived, they can cause severe dehydration, particularly in young children, the elderly, and individuals with weakened immune systems.
So you usually have some fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And the danger here, especially for those who are younger and for those who are older, is the risk of dehydration. Because if you're vomiting and you're having diarrhea and you're not having the fluids being replaced, then you're likely to become dehydrated. That's why the danger is. It's a pretty self-limiting disease, which means that without any specific care, it could resolve in about 2 or 3 days. But in most cases, especially if the vomiting is persistent, which means that if you're vomiting constantly, then you're not unable to take anything by mouth, you might have to go to some intravenous hydration to help you.
Dr. Duncan is urging all Vincentians to take precautionary measures, which include getting tested for norovirus, washing hands frequently, practicing proper food hygiene, disinfecting surfaces regularly, avoiding close contact if sick, and hydrating and seeking medical attention. He says if people follow these health safety guidelines, the spread of norovirus can be significantly curbed. Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.